Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Groovy on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bishop Frank Caggiano is our guest. Father Caggiano is a noted catechist. That means he's a good preacher, right? Right, Father?
That's what that means.
Jim, I try my best. Well, you know, in the Protestant world, being a good catechist means you're a good preacher, and that's, which is different from being a minister. You know, if you're preaching and ministering are kind of two different things, connected by the same origin. So, Father Caggiano, you and by the way, folks, he's very well known and very well respected within the Catholic Church. You've realized that your diocese has got to change the way it does business. Is you're proposing some changes, you're modeling after some of the ways that the marketplace has changed.
Absolutely.
Is this in order to reach out to the people, to the souls in your community. What about now? Your community, your parish, I should say, your diocese is in a fairly wealthy county.
Yes, it certainly is.
What about churches in not so wealthy counties? What are they facing? Are they facing the same challenges?
Well, yes, I think they're similar. To reengage those who are already worshiping, to invite back those who are no longer worshiping, that challenge cuts across every community, all 82 parishes in our diocese. Some of the wealthiest in the country and some of the poorest, at least in the state of Connecticut. And the one thing I have to, which I find interesting here in Connecticut, is there is no county government. So every municipality and town and village is on its own.
I'll be darned.
The Catholic Church is one of the few institutions besides the state government that cuts across all of them.
Yeah.
So we have the ability through Catholic Charities to ask those who are more affluent to help those who are poorer, and they really do respond very generously.
Mm-hmm.
Very generously.
Well, we were talking earlier about the Catholic Church. I should say about the decline of not just Christianity, but the participation in church in the country. I think you and I, you probably would agree with me that Christianity seems to be under assault by the media and by other folks in this country. But it's the kind of thing, in my opinion, that I don't even want to think about what the communities would be like without our faith organizations.
I think there would be chaos, to be very honest. There would be chaos. And, the recipe for renewal is to go back to the ancient church, like in the Acts of the Apostles, and imitate what they did. And some of the principles that are out that we could see in the Acts is exactly what's animating some of the change that I'm trying to effect here. Like, for example, in the Acts of the Apostles, everyone had a vested interest in the community. So it wasn't just you come to worship and you give a donation and you're done. It's the whole idea of discernment of gifts and talents, and everyone needs to be involved in planning, in this case for us, strategic planning for every parish. Everyone needs to be asked to give their gifts and talents, and everyone has to be held accountable for achieving measurable goals.
Right.
Business does it, and we need to do it in the church.
Well said. Bishop Caggiano, I have to ask you a question. For those folks who are listening in the audience right now who are wondering, they remember when the child abuse was going on. Mm-hmm. Father Gauguin in Boston, I've forgotten exactly how you say his last name, was and all the others, the pedophilia that was so horrible, and we have to say that a lot of the management of the Catholic Church swept a lot of that out of the way and kind of allowed those people to move on and there was it was some really ugly stuff that happened. So my question to you, on behalf of the other folks listening in the audience right now, is what has the Catholic Church, what has management done to make sure that when we think of the Catholic Church, we don't have to think about that anymore?
Well, I would say this first and foremost, that entire episode in the life of the church left a terrible wound, and it was just a tragedy. And I myself, in my own personal ministry, are reaching out to those who are survivors of abuse. Is a central part of what I'm trying to make is my ministry of building bridges and healing to the extent that that can happen.
That's part of your process that you're talking about here. It's got to be one of the elements of what you're having to overcome.
Absolutely. But we have also created very stringent rules, norms for safe environment, because it can never happen again. Mm-hmm. It must never happen again. And in many ways, I think the church has been one of the leaders in our society to create real, good, effective norms and principles by which young people can remain safe.
Right.
Because it is, unfortunately, a problem that exists in so many different areas of society.
If some member of a church leadership is found to have abused a child, are you in a position now in your church to turn that person over immediately to the authorities, to the police? Have them be treated like anybody else would be?
And that's exactly what justice demands.
Good for you.
Yes.
I'm glad
that
you said that.
And leadership itself in the church is now being held accountable. And Pope Francis is holding bishops accountable. And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, then they'll be removed as well.
Father Caggiano, I want to thank you for your honesty, for your candor, for what you're working on. Nothing but good can come from your efforts, because America needs the faith leadership like yourself and others. We need that in our future. Will you come back on the show another day?
Oh, Jim, I'd be very happy to. I'll be honest.
I'd like to continue our conversation, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Not at all. Thank you.
Bishop Frank Caggiano, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. He's a good man. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.